Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We're coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce broadcasting room in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank you for spending time with us this Saturday morning. We also want to begin, as we do each Saturday morning, by thanking our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. My guest today is a first-time guest, and it's hard to believe that Tina Stroud has never been a guest on Grow Siouxland before. She's been involved in so many things in our community for so long that I feel like I have done a disservice to her and the organizations that she has been affiliated with in the past, but we're thrilled to finally have her in studio. Tina, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning, Chris. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to get to know Tina much better. We're also going to learn about her role and responsibility as the executive director of the Sunnybrook Hope Center, which is a relatively new organization, but having a profoundly positive impact in our Siouxland community. And Tina, it's a pleasure to have you. Again, I'm somewhat embarrassed that you have not been a guest before. We've been doing this a long time, and I had to search my memory bank and say, have you been here before? Have you been a guest on this program before? And I'm somewhat surprised to learn that indeed you have not, and so we're thrilled to welcome you. Great way to kick off the month of February and 2023. And we appreciate knowing how busy you are, the responsibilities you have, both personally and professionally, that you've carved out a little bit of time to join us on Saturday morning. So welcome.
Well, thank you, Chris. And, you know, timing is everything, I think. So there's a reason for us connecting today. And we're just so grateful for your friendship and for the Chamber's partnership with the Hope Center and the various organizations I've had a privilege to serve.
Well, we're going to talk about some of those organizations, including the Hope Center, over the course of the program today. And as we do with each episode and edition of Grow Siouxland, we begin by getting to know our guest. If you'd be so kind, tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, so I'm an Iowa farm girl, and I grew up in a small town a couple hours east of here, Rockwell City, Iowa. And so
right on Highway 20, right?
Right on there. Yes, the Do Not Pick Up Hitchhiker sign that people know us for that, or that we have a minimum security prison there that houses men. A lot of people will know that community, but it is the county seat of Calhoun County, and my parents farmed south of town. Actually, my dad and my grandfather ran an ethanol plant before ethanol was kind of a thing.
Wow.
We had a distillery on the farm, and I remember that being a big thing. I think my dad might be regretting getting out of that now.
So when you say that your father was in agriculture and farming, are we talking crops and livestock?
That is correct. Yeah, he preferred raising hogs. And so I love pork, you know, from all this day. But yeah, it was just very much part of who I am and what how they raised me, just to be creative. And yeah, on the farm, you work hard. You know, you learn those strong family and faith values, and just really trying to be creative. I think that's maybe where some of that creativity, my parents weren't going to run me everywhere.
Tell me about your siblings and growing up on the farm.
Yeah, so I'm the oldest of three, and I have a sister who's back in Rockwell City and who's just a little bit younger than I am. She's 13 months younger than I am. And then I have a brother who lives in the Des Moines area, and he is about 9 years younger. So there was a big age difference there, but we have become very, very close as we've gotten older. My sister and I, she's my best friend. So
that's great. High school in Rockwell City?
We did. We went to a high school in Rockwell City. We were one of the first classes that began to merge, actually, when mergers and consolidations were happening in the state of Iowa back in the late 80s, early 90s. So we were the first official graduating class then, that junior high to high school year of Rockwell City Lytton, which is now further merged because what is happening in small towns.
And were you an athlete? Were you in theater? Were you in debate? Were you in all the above?
Yeah. The beautiful thing, Chris, about small towns is you have so many opportunities to participate in absolutely everything. So yes, I was an athlete in three different sports, as well as very heavily involved in music, as well as band and theater, actually.
Okay, so now we have to get specific. Wow, what are the three sports?
Yes, yeah, so volleyball, 6-on-6 basketball. So
I
that
remember.
That dates me a little bit. And then I was a sprinter.
Okay. Yeah, 6-on-6 basketball. Mm-hmm. I think Iowa was the last state in the union to convert from 6-on-6 or really 3-on-3 on each half of the court, and then go to the 5-on-5 game that everyone knows today.
That's right.
So were you an offensive or defensive specialist in 6-on-6?
I was a defensive specialist. And my favorite is I thought I was a 5'7 post guard, which is really not super tall, but I really was so proud of that. And then I think in college I was, I don't know, they were testing height or something, and they're like, you're 5'5". I'm like, what? No. And so that's when I learned the creative marketing that sometimes coaches do to intimidate and educate the other team.
That's a riot. You went to college thinking you were 5'7".
Yes.
That's awesome. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is the executive director of the Sunnybrook Hope Center, Tina Stroud. And in the first half of the program, we're getting to know Tina a little bit. And Tina, after graduating from high school in Rockwell City or Rockwell City Lytton, what was next?
Actually, I was enrolled at Briarcliff University. It was Briarcliff College then. And I just really felt at home there. And it did take a couple of years for me to kind of discern what it was I was supposed to do. I went in as a business major. And I really thought, yes. And then one of my classes, my night classes, they were teaching, I think, about assembly and efficiency. And it was about making paper airplanes. And Chris, I just remember thinking, I think I'm missing the point because my dad is not paying tuition for me to learn how to make a paper airplane. So I really went into some prayerful reflection and meeting with the sisters there, the social work degree, knowing that I wanted to practice in macro work, not necessarily micro case management work, but more policy, education, advocacy, administration.
So a graduate of Briarcliff College, now Briarcliff University, with a degree in social work. What was next for Tina?
Yeah, well, I was very fortunate here in Sioux City to do an internship at Barb Newhouse, who's a very familiar name, especially in the nonprofit world here in this community and also globally.
And nationally now.
Yeah, absolutely. She's just done incredible work.
Made quite a name for herself.
She did. And she was one of my first mentors, so I was so fortunate.
If memory serves, don't we credit Barb with the ice bucket challenge?
Yes,
that
we do.
That was her baby.
Yes.
Which went national, viral, the whole nine yards.
Raised millions of dollars for ALS, I think it was, research at that time. Yeah.
So you did an internship there.
I did. And then she really didn't believe in hiring interns because she'd had kind of a bad experience with that. But she decided to take a risk. There was something about it. So I was actually hired as a caseworker, and I did some public policy legislative work that I really enjoyed. And it was just a few months into that post, I think about 6 months, there was an opening in development and fundraising. And I remember her saying something to me about, hey, I think you'd be really good about that. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. But the rest is history, because that led to a very wonderful and fulfilling career and getting to know the benefits of advancement work and working with donors to raise money for various causes.
Okay. And your development work career began with?
The Alzheimer's Association. And then it went on to, and then it became the executive director at Alzheimer's. And then it went to Unity Point, St. Luke's Foundation. And then from there, from Briarcliff University, and now Sunnybrook Hope Center.
Very good. And tell me a little bit about, we learned that you have two siblings. Tell us about your family today. I know that you're married with children.
Yeah, that's right. I married my college sweetheart.
Also Briarcliff.
He is.
He's from where?
He's from Omaha.
Okay.
Yeah, and he really wanted to experience small town living. I don't know why I married a city boy to experience so small town living. So we lived on a farm for a little while, but we're very, very great. He's a fourth grade teacher out in the state of our city of Ponca. We live in Ponca and work, and Sioux Siouxland is our home. We do everything here, but we have six adopted children, Michael, Mia, Jackson, William, Anna, and JT.
You have a full house.
Yeah, it's, you know.
And you're running from Ponca to Sioux City on a daily basis.
Yes.
Your husband's a full-time teacher.
Yes.
So where do you get the time?
You know, that's just really hard. I think we make a good team. That really is what I do believe. And you have to make time to spend time with one another. It took us six kids before we realized the importance of taking a vacation without children. And now I'm like, how did it take six kids?
Parents with six kids get to go on vacation?
Well, not very far. Not very far. But yes.
Kathleen's going to want to hear about this.
I'll call you, Kathleen. But yeah, that's when I think we really learned the importance of spending time together so we could be better parents.
Very good. And tell us about, I know that your oldest child is off at college now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our first adopted, he kind of falls right in the middle of the birth order, is actually a student at Northwestern in their life skills program, Northwestern Next. We're very grateful for that. Our older two children live in the state of Nebraska around the Omaha area and are working full time. So we're very proud of them. And then our three younger children are between junior high and high school in Ponca.
Well, God bless you, because I know that opening your home to those children is an act of love, mm-hmm. but it's also a tremendous commitment and sacrifice. And so we're grateful to you and your husband for making a family and making a home for those children. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I'm your host. Our guest today is Tina Stroud, who is the executive director of the Sunnybrook Hope Center. And after a short commercial break, we're going to learn more about what the Sunnybrook Hope Center is and what it means to our Siouxland community. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Pleased to be your host and grateful that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. If you were with us for the first half of the program, you know that today's guest is Tina Stroud, who serves as the executive director of the Sunnybrook Hope Center right here in Sioux City, Iowa. Tina is a native of Rockwell City, and after finishing high school in Rockwell City, attended Briarcliff University, where she earned her degree in social work. And after an internship with the Alzheimer's Association, advanced into a full-time position with the organization and eventually development. After a career involved in fundraising and development in the Siouxland region with many different not-for-profit organizations, including an extended tenure at her alma mater, Briarcliff University, Tina transitioned to the Sunnybrook Hope Center to serve as the executive director. And Tina, that's really what I'm excited to talk about today. The Sunnybrook Hope Center, although you are celebrating a milestone anniversary mm-hmm. coming up. Tell us about that. It's still relatively new.
It is. So Sunnybrook Hope Center actually opened our doors in January of 2020. So we officially are celebrating the third year. And if we can all remember what was happening in January 2020, we're so excited to open. A food pantry was one of our first services. And then boom, 2 months later, you know, COVID and the pandemic and the world shut down. But the Hope Center responded because we knew that people still needed food at that time. And so they were able to pivot. And that's kind of how I've explained their journey as far as serving people to meet the needs regarding food insecure families here in this community. And then we began to expand into other service lines that we're excited about.
You know, food insecure is a term that is relatively new. Mm-hmm. But completely appropriate. And I think that we would be surprised to learn how many families and individuals find themselves, not always, but from time to time, fitting that descriptive definition of food insecure, and how important this organization is to meet that need.
That's exactly right. You know, the face of people who are food insecure and hungry is not what most people would think. These individuals are working, or maybe they had a life change where all of a sudden due to addiction or some bad decisions or just life going
sometimes
sideways.
Sometimes just health, yep. Medical bills that can set a family back.
One decision, you know, because of a life-changing event can really change everything. And so we're here to try to alleviate that a little bit and serve and meet the needs. So we offer a food pantry, which is probably the most visible thing that the Hope Center does. We're located within Sunnybrook Community Church, although we're a separate entity. And we serve, over the last 3 years, we've actually impacted 42,000 homes here in this community, providing 1.8 million meals to Siouxlanders. So it's just really amazing to watch what God has done when you say yes. And we've also provided an opportunity for over 1,067 people to serve and to walk alongside families and individuals and to remove that shame that they may be feeling.
I'm stunned with the number. 1.8 million meals served in Siouxland through the Sunnybrook Hope Center.
That's right.
But this is not a gospel mission. This is not a meal preparation. This is something entirely different. Tell us what makes the Sunnybrook Hope Center so unique.
Well, it really is unique, and they put a lot of thought into that when they started it. They really wanted to remove any shame experience, feelings that people had. And so really, if you were to visualize it, Chris, it's a grocery store, a full-size grocery store with frozen protein from our friends at Tyson. So we're very grateful for that. Dairy, eggs, food pantry staples. We even have diapers and toilet paper, bread, anything that they can imagine. But they are able to choose. The guests are actually allocated a point system based on number of people in their home. It's on the honor system. You know, we're not here to judge. We're here to help. And that's really what we want to remain committed to. But that point system allows them to choose what's important for their family.
And so what we really have is a grocery store that provides resources through food products, milk, soda pop, cereal, beef, chicken, frozen desserts, all the above, many of the things that you would see in a more traditional grocery store, but set up to help alleviate the challenges faced by a family in crisis.
That's exactly right.
Those who find themselves battling, as I said earlier, a relatively new term, food insecurity, which was exacerbated during COVID, which was exacerbated and compounded again when we saw inflation hitting almost 10%, and a job market that says, hey, we have opportunity, but may not be enough for a particular family based on the number of children or any other financial crisis or challenges they're facing. Who conceived of this idea? Because it is truly unique.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, it was the church leadership at Sunnybrook Community Church. They'd been kind of studying how in the world can we serve and better serve the under-resourced in our community. And so that really has been what has been the guiding light. We know that Jesus served the poor and spent a lot of time with the poor and under-resourced. And so they just started thinking about, well, how can we do that that's not already being done? There are a lot of food pantries, and so we're one of a system. But I think that dignity component and that empowerment piece is so, so important. And ultimately, Chris, our goal is to enroll them in a program called Walk With Me, which actually pairs them with a coach, a volunteer coach, who can kind of do life with them and understand that this is another safe space, someone who maybe is just going to help guide and navigate some of those decisions and just offer support, a good friend.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, a Powell Broadcasting radio station, where our guest today is Tina Stroud. Tina serves as the executive director of the Sunnybrook Hope Center. The Sunnybrook Hope Center has a grocery store set up for families that are experiencing food insecurity. Tina, tell us, who is this store open to?
Yeah, the store is open and all are welcome. That's really what we believe. And so if anyone is who's listening or knows of someone or has employees maybe who might need some service, they can go online to our website, sunnybrookhopecenter.org, and actually walk through the steps of how to get help. And we're here to help by any means. So we definitely want, we are here to help. And then our goal really is not to be transactional. We really want to get that immediate help. Food is a basic need, but really how do we get this stronger and more impactful life change and get people connected and walk with them as they get back up on their feet?
For those who may not have access to a computer and the website, is there a telephone number or perhaps an address where they can go to Sunnybrook Church and the Sunnybrook Hope Center and walk in the door and visit with someone and say, my family has found themselves in challenging circumstances, and we'd like the help of the Sunnybrook Hope Center?
Yeah, absolutely. They can give us a call at 712-276-5000. 5814. That's probably the easiest way, or log on. They're welcome to walk through. We're located at 5601 Sunnybrook Drive. And we're here to help, because we're going to kind of assess how we can best help you and what you need. It may be food to start with. Then there may be other things. We offer a microloan program. And so there may be something like that. You may be transitioning out of a difficult relationship, or you may be welcoming employees who are refugees to this community, or transitioning out of homelessness. We have a warehouse partnership where we partner with 55 organizations to actually furnish those apartments. And through that portion of our service, we've blessed 82,000 additional people.
It's really remarkable, Tina, and thank you for the important role that you and the Sunnybrook Hope Center are playing in our Siouxland community to address food insecurity in families. If you're looking for more information, you can visit the Sunnybrook Hope Center at sunnybrookhopecenter.org, or if you know someone who may need the support and services of this exceptional organization, they may call 712-276-5814 or visit Sunnybrook at 5601 Sunnybrook Drive. And I can't believe how quickly a half an hour goes each Saturday morning, Tina. But for those who are just hearing about this for the first time and are interested in helping themselves or someone else, what are the hours that the Hope Center is open as a grocery store?
Yeah, so we're open to serve on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
So once again, the Sunnybrook Hope Center is open on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or Thursdays in the evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the Sunnybrook Hope Center had a wonderful ribbon cutting with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and really gave tours and showed what an exceptional facility is. It's a grocery store.
It absolutely is a grocery store.
Set up for those with food insecurity. Mm-hmm. Tina, thank you so much for being our guest.
Chris, thank you so much for having us. We're so grateful.
Well, we're very, very pleased to have had Tina Stroud as our guest today, and grateful for the work that she and the Sunnybrook Hope Center are doing in our community. Again, if you're looking for more information, 712-276-5814. Tina Stroud has been our guest today. She serves as the executive director. I'm Chris McGowan, and on behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, thanks for listening. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a great weekend.